Etihad CEO reveals any A380 return would be short-lived. Etihad CEO Tony Douglas sparked some hope for the future of the A380 at his airline as travel demand rebounds sharply. However, he noted that even if the Super Jumbo returned, its time would be short-lived. Eventually, twin-engine planes will rule the Etihad fleet, and the A380 will be gone. Etihad Airways, Airbus A380, return. Unlike some carriers, Etihad has long taken an ever-say-never approach to the Airbus A380. In a recent interview with Business Insider, CEO Tony Douglas reiterated this view about the aircraft's future. In particular, he noted that while the Super Jumbo isn't on the carrier's map right now, the correct market conditions could mark its return. The topic has become even more pressing as travel demand quickly bounces back. Douglas notes that demand in the last 2 months is going off like a fire hydrant. Given this, could there be a case for the A380 and its 496 seats to return? Etihad CEO reveals any A380 return would be short-lived. While today's demand might be able to sustain the A380, if this will last in the COVID era is unclear. Photo, Vincenzo Pace, Simple Flying. While the current demand might support the Super Jumbo coming out of the desert, it's a bit early to say. Douglas quickly added. For the last 18 months, the A380s are out because the economics don't work. The market has only really come back in the past 2 months, it's probably too early to say. Stay informed, sign up for our daily and weekly aviation news digests. Despite the improvement in travel demand, Tony Douglas's view has changed little since he spoke to Simple Flying in late August. At the time, he made it clear that he refuses to rule the A380 out but added that Etihad isn't a registered charity, meaning it won't happen unless travel rebounds significantly. This week he reiterated that whatever time the A380 has, if any, will be limited in Etihad's fleet. Indeed, the double-decker jet will only return if travel demand bounces back before the carrier has inducted more 787s and introduced the A350-1000. This leaves a limited opening for the Super Jumbo. Etihad A350-1000. Etihad will introduce the long-awaited A350 to its fleet in 2022, overhauling the entire long-haul operations. Photo, Dylan Agbagni. CC0, VOY Comedia Common. It's not hard to understand why Etihad prefers the A350 and 787 over the A380. As an airline looking to stem its losses and become more efficient, the value of these modern aircraft is unmatched. Indeed, Etihad has said it can operate 2.5 787 flights for every A381, providing it a much greater capacity boost as well. Too many engines. While there is a slim chance of a brief period in 2022 that the A380 returns, don't expect it to stick around. Etihad's focus coming out of this pandemic will be to be as lean as possible, and as Douglas notes, the A380 just has too many engines. He said. The simple reality is, anything with more than two engines simply doesn't work. It hasn't worked for almost half a generation now, and it certainly doesn't anymore, because the cost of operation, the fuel burn, is simply no longer competitive or even close to being competitive. A380 Etihad. For now, enthusiasts will be hoping for one last chance to hop on the iconic Super Jumbo before Etihad retires its iteration, and with it so many unique products. What do you think about Etihad's decision on the A380? Have you ever flown the aircraft? Let us know in the comments.